is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of November, 2015. It was on this day, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln got up in front of several hundred people in the new National Cemetery in Gettysburg and spoke for only 2 minutes, one of the most memorable speeches in American history, the Gettysburg Address, and it was the only speech other than his two inaugural addresses that Lincoln gave during his entire presidency. It's the birthday of the poet Sharon Olds, born San Francisco, 1942, grew up in a Calvinist family. She said, "My early influences for good writing were the Psalms, and for bad writing were the hymns." Age of 15, she was sent off to boarding school in Boston, went on to Stanford, then to Columbia, got her Ph.D. studying Emerson, and she walked away from Columbia with a Ph.D. in her pocket. And she said, "I made a vow to myself, I'll give up all that I've learned, all that this degree represents, just to do my own work and lead my own life." Published her first book of poems at the age of 37. She said, "I was a late bloomer, but anyone who blooms at all is very lucky." It was on this day in 1845 that Edgar Allan Poe came out with The Raven, his poem which he'd been working on for a decade and which made him, for a time, the most famous writer in America. It's the birthday of the poet Alan Tate, Winchester, Kentucky, 1899, best known for his long poem, Ode to the Confederate Dead. And it's the birthday of the novelist Jack Schaefer, Cleveland, 1907, graduated from Oberlin, went to work as a journalist, and wrote Western novels, best known for the classic Shane. It came out in 1949, a lone gunman who comes to the aid of a family of homesteaders. Here's a poem by Sharon Olds on her birthday. "After 37 years, my mother apologizes for my childhood. When you tilted toward me, arms out like someone trying to walk through a fire, when you swayed toward me, crying out, you were sorry for what you had done to me, your eyes filling with terrible liquid like balls of mercury from a broken thermometer skidding on the floor, when you quietly screamed, where else could I turn, who else did I have? The chopped crockery of your hands swinging toward me, the water cracking from your eyes like moisture from stones under heavy pressure. I could not see what I would do with the rest of my life. The sky seemed to be splintering like a window someone is bursting into or out of. Your tiny face glittered as if with shattered crystal, with true regret, the regret of the body. I could not see what my days would be with you sorry, with you wishing you had not done it, the sky falling around me, its shards glistening in my eyes, your old, soft body fallen against me in horror. I took you in my arms. I said, it's all right, don't cry. It's all right. The air filled with flying glass, I hardly knew what I said or who I would be now that I had forgiven you." A poem by Sharon Olds, "After 37 years, my mother apologizes for my childhood," from her collection Strike Sparks, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by National Geographic, publishers of The Book of Nature Poetry, a collection of poems for kids that celebrate the natural world, curated by J. Patrick Lewis. Shop ng.com/holidaybooks. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.